Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso, and I'm here with my good friend, Cami Lehman, who I've known forever. And so she is going to be one of our panelists at the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th, 2024. Miss Cami, would you mind introducing yourself for the people that don't have the pleasure of knowing you?
Oh my gosh, yes, and thank you for this. I love being a part of your events. They're always so well run and organized, and it's such an honor. So thank you. So I'm Cami Lehman. I am the host of She's Invincible podcast and TV show, and also the owner of She's Invincible Podcast School. So that's what I do. I help entrepreneurs launch top podcasts and teach them how to use them to monetize their business. So, yeah, that's the intro. That's what I have. I've
Yay.
been doing that for a few years. I love it. And I am a certified career coach. So I do also get the honor to help people go from, their business to podcasting and then even to expand to new business ideas as well, which I love.
Fantastic. So you and I met a long time ago through Polkadot Powerhouse,
Yes.
right? And we get to be on a little
Yes.
committee together. And then
We did.
I know. And I've just watched you like grow and develop this like amazing thing. You figured out like what your passion was. And I think that one of the things that I don't think business owners realize is that there are a vast variety of ways to market their business. And podcasting is one of those. Yeah, you could write a book. Yeah, you could do social media. Yeah, you could do this, but tell us why business owners should or could consider having a podcast. What is the benefit of that for them?
Well, yeah. So first of all, podcasting is the number one preferred way of marketing right now. So in 2023, 2024, I think it was the pandemic that really was the game changer.
Yeah.
When right before the pandemic, there was about 850,000 podcasts worldwide. And that's when I started mine. So March of 2020, before I even knew there was a pandemic. And since then, it's now almost 3 million. So that's how much it
Wow.
has grown. But what's even more interesting is the listeners. So the listeners have grown in a sense of we have younger listeners, younger than ever, because they were connecting when they couldn't connect during the pandemic. And we have older listeners because of that same reason. They weren't going down the street and getting a newspaper, and they were looking for a way to connect. So that's really where the growth came in and how it really positioned itself to be the top preferred way. Also, what a lot of people don't realize is that podcasters are influencers, they're creators, and they build a community of trust. So when someone hears you on a podcast, you are elevating yourself to an expert without writing a book and trying to market a book all over the world. You are elevating yourself, and there's in th your messaging, there's a way that you literally can go into a group of people and pluck your ideal clients right out of a group. And you can do that through podcasting and through the messaging and clarity of your message. And so you really can find your people really easy in podcasting, and you can speak the language to them that they're looking for. Like, the thing is, your people are looking for you, and podcasting is just a way to put you two together. And I love that. And so, the whole reason I got into it was because I was going to do automated webinars. And that was like my big thing for 2020. And when I got in the class, I hated it. And my friend was like, hey, you told me you might want to have a podcast. Maybe you should do that. And then that was it. And that's what I did. But I love to be able to help other people. I love to give people a platform. We are the voice, right? What other voice is there? And we have the opportunity to give value to people. Podcasting is free for the most part, and it is the best way to grow and expand your visibility, your discoverability, and your company.
Yeah. Speaking of, so this is really interesting. There was a gal that I talked with the other day who we have a mutual friend in common that you and I also have in common, Julie. Her friend was on a podcast. She gave out her phone number, and her phone has been blowing up ever since. And she's like, Oh my God, I can't keep up with this. She was not expecting this to happen. And now she's like, help, I need a system.
Yes.
So, right. But it's like and now she has this huge, like, she's been getting texts from like 100+ people that are like wanting to tell them their story, but also book a session with her and like all of this other stuff. And I'm like, girl, you gotta, like, that is money sitting in your spreadsheet right now. Right. And so the possibilities
Are endless. And
just by being a guest.
yes. Well, and that's
Yeah.
the thing is that there's as much value as being a guest as there is as being a
Ah,
host. And
right.
that's what people don't understand. Like, if you don't want to host a show or you don't want to have to do that kind of work or have that kind of commitment, you could go on one show a week. And as long as you're speaking to your target audience, you are going to get great results. I don't recommend that you give out your phone number, but like, definitely you want to have a call to action. And it might be more like an email address or a website, but because the people will find you as soon as they hear that message. So the big mistake I see is that people think it's that it the more podcasts you're on, that it's the better, and that's not true. You want to be on the right podcast because if you're not giving the right message to the right people at the right time, you're not going to see those results. And so it's really important that you make sure that you're on a podcast that shares the same ideal client without creating competition. So, it needs to be a collaborative idea. But oh my gosh, it does blow up and it is amazing and it's free, right?
Oh, yeah. What are some of the mistakes you see that people that launch a podcast, what mistakes do you see them making, when it comes to launching podcasts?
Not having the direction or the clarity, not putting forth, like, really identifying who their ideal client is and what are some of the things that they want to listen to and learn about so that you actually pull them together and then bring that to them. And then that's what creates that connection. It's magnetic. And I think that just having it being a host and just having anybody on your show, I see this a lot and I want to die. When people are like, I'm looking for podcast guests for my new podcast, I'm like, no, because you need to really qualify these people. Like, why would I have someone on the show that does exactly what I do? Because now you're both experts, and then the listeners are saying, like, oh, they both sound amazing. I don't know which one to hire. Like, that is not what you do. You go into where there's co it's complementary, where you're collaborating and offering a different service to the same people that need both services. And now you're elevated as the expert, and now they can choose you. And I think that too many times we see that. Also, we need to really think about our people and what they want to hear, right? What is it they want to hear? If you're in, let's see, like an example, like health and fitness. So what do people want to hear about? They want to hear about healthy eating, food prepping, healthy growing food, food sources, meal ideas, right? Simple shortcuts to healthy meals, workout, quick workout, videos, things like that. Tips and tricks for what a healthy lifestyle looks like holistically. Meditation, mindset, journaling, like these are the things. And they're all collaborative and they're not doing the same thing you're doing. And that is a beautiful, beautiful way to serve a community.
So being more strategic, I know that you are very big on this, is being strategic. When you're going to launch a podcast, you are reaching out to people that you know that you already have a built relationship with, instead of going out to try to find brand new people. I see that for you, and I'm like, I love that strategy because I think it's so important to get the support from people that already know, like, and trust you.
It's true, and it is
Yeah.
important, but more than that, like I am an advocate for finding people that you don't know, but you need to screen them.
Yes.
You need to look at other podcasts they've been on and listen to them and make sure that's the kind of conversation you want to have.
Yeah.
This is a collaboration that goes forever. So when you Google my podcast, you're going to see my face with all these people. We have 213 episodes. Do I want to be associated with that person? What does their social media look like?
Yeah.
What does their website look like? Do they have a viable business or are they ripping people off? Like, you need to know these things because you are marrying. This is like Google is going to
Yes.
show your face with them. And
Right.
if they have a bad reputation, guess what, guys? You are too, because people automatically assume that you're like them.
Yeah.
So it is so important, more than just do you know them? Do the research. Make sure
Yeah.
there's somebody that you want to be associated with, because podcasting is evergreen. So it doesn't ever, you can die and your podcast is still going to be out there and you're still going to be associated with those people.
Right.
So be
Yeah.
wise, be
That is
wise.
so, that is such valuable advice. I mean, thinking about being aligned with somebody that you don't share the same values or morals or something like that, business practice, whatever that is, like, oh my God, I can't even imagine.
Well, it takes a lifetime, right, to
Yeah.
build this strong business
Yeah.
reputation where
Yeah.
people know, like, and trust you. And it takes one bad association to kill it all. And
Yep.
that can happen in a 20-minute podcast. So you
Yeah.
really want to be careful. And
Yeah.
truthfully, once you have a show, everybody wants to be your friend and be on your show, but not everybody is a qualified candidate. But
Yeah.
that's why I do Pod Power Hour, because I bring them into a community where they can find other hosts that are good fits.
Yeah.
So, if someone's not a good fit for my show, it's not no, it's hey, let's look at these other shows.
Yeah.
So there are other good fits. So I never have to do that.
I love that. So, can you tell people what they can expect to hear from you at the summit?
Yes, more of this, right?
Yeah.
More of like really zeroing in on your message with clarity that will attract your ideal clients. Just the process itself, and some of the mistakes, right, that I see, and some of the top things you should do. Like, I see so many podcasters that just hit record and they say, I have a podcast, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, you're doing the same effort and you could have a top-rated podcast. And so we're going to talk about like the difference in those things as well, and why it's important and what you can do. So it's not like, oh, it's over. It's what you can do to shift that and move your podcast into a top-rated podcast. So we're going to talk about all those things.
So for the VIP guest, what kind of content did you provide in the vault, which is what our VIP members get access to?
So the recording, is that what you're referring to?
Yep.
Yeah, so I did a 20-minute recording and it is how to monetize your business and elevate yourself through podcast hosting and podcast guesting, because as I
Love it.
mentioned, they're both really, really important. And I talk about all of the different ways that you can monetize through advertising, through sponsorships, through affiliates. So like I go into deep into all of that where people could make that shift right away and really start to see a big difference in their show and the monetization of it. So
Love it. Oh my God.
yes. Yes, so
So
fun.
I know I am super duper excited. So if you have not yet gotten your tickets, it's only $47, like the cost of ordering pizza, right?
Right? Nowadays.
Nowadays, you can't get a pizza at your house for less than 50 bucks.
I
So
know.
I know. So I'm super excited to have you as part of our summit. You've been a repeat guest just because I just absolutely love you and adore you. And I love what you're doing. And you have such a positive impact on the world. And I will forever want to be married to you by association.
That's right. That's right. I'm okay if our faces come up together on Google.
Yes.
I love
Exactly.
that. And I love that
Exactly.
you provide so much value in these events. I know I've ran events for 30 years and I know how much goes into it, how much work and thought and effort into all the details. And you just do it flawlessly. And I appreciate you so much. You leave no stone unturned and you give so much value. And I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. I love you so much. So
I
we'll see
love you
you guys at
too.
the summit.
Yes, on January 17th. I can't wait to see your faces.
Yay. All right. Bye, everybody.